the main purpose is this, that because, you know, people around the world, they know about the situation of Afghanistan through media, but unfortunately, as much that they should know about the reality situation of Afghanistan, they don't know. And this is the reason that I accept that they wanted to give information about the recent situation of Afghanistan and about the suffering life of our people.
This week at our radio station, we are focusing on the experiences of women around the world because we're looking at International Women's Day. Can you tell us what's important for people outside of your country to know about the situation for women in Afghanistan today?
About the situation of women of Afghanistan, I want to tell you that there is no fundamental change in the situation of women of Afghanistan, because unfortunately, U.S. and U.S. allies, they replaced, instead of Taliban, Northern Alliance, who means brothers of Taliban. They are those people that now physically they changed, but mentally they are same like Taliban. And they are against democracy, they are against women rights, against human rights, and like this. And also, this is the main reason that there is no fundamental change in the situation of Afghanistan. You do not see only Kabul. You should see the situation of people of Afghanistan, especially the women in the faraway provinces, that what's going on there. For example, maybe you heard about Nadia Anjuman, that why she has been killed in this situation by her husband. And also maybe hear you about Amana, that why in this situation she has been killed by a stone by local warlords. And also about Rahila, that she was only 13 years old and a group of local warlords, they raped her. And also maybe you heard about Muska, that she just wanted to save her honor, but she preferred to kill herself. And also maybe you hear that lots of women, they commit suicide in the western provinces of Afghanistan. Why? In this situation, I think it's not easy. It's a kind of sacrifice that our women, they are doing.
And what about health care and education, those services? What is available for women and for men in different parts of the country now?
They really need to health and education facilities. And in this situation, they need more and more, and they have lots of problems. Maybe you heard from UNICEF that they wrote that in a day about 700 children and about 20 women are dying because of lack of health.
And what kind of political voice do women have today?
Yeah, the political voice that our women should have, the main thing, in my opinion, is this, that women should do not have compromise with the enemies of women. It means that those people that they are in power and they did lots of crimes against our innocent people, and the women should be unit with each other. And I hope that these women, they should continue to their struggle against the enemies of women, and they should achieve their goals, their rights by their hands, by their struggle. And their rights is not a gift like some person gave them. If someone gave to women the rights, another day when they do not want, they will take it back. So I hope that they should have women, of course, if they have chance, they should they should have good role in the political situation of Afghanistan, in the economic situation of Afghanistan, in reconstruction of Afghanistan, in every point. But unfortunately, now those people that they are in power, they do not want to let time for women to have real roles. It's true that now we have, for example, one governor woman in Afghanistan. For example, some women they are in parliament, some women they are in cabinets. But when they should have they should be the real delegate of women of Afghanistan, real voice, and when they should have the political voice, real voice of suffering women of Afghanistan, when they do not have compromise with the enemies of women, especially those enemies that they do not believe to democracy and women role in our country.
Can you tell us how you got involved in politics, how you came to run for election in the parliament of Afghanistan? What's your political background?
I'm a young war generation of Afghanistan. We saw nothing in our life, just suffering. And I'm one of the girl of our country, this kind of country that become like ruined by crimes of these enemies of Afghanistan. And this is the reason the suffering life of my people, it gives me courage, and also it gives me, involved me in political. I had close communication with my people. I was an activist of OPAC, Organization of Promoting Afghan Women's Capabilities. This is several years that we have health and education activities for women and children in Afghanistan, especially for them. Because during the war, most of women and children, they were the first and most victims in the war. And also during the period of Taliban for 2 years, I was activist on behalf of OPAC in Herat. Then I went to Farah. Till now, I'm activist in Farah, and people voted me because of our activities and sent me in Lohjirga 2 years ago. And after that, and this time once again, because of my speech and voice in Lohjirga, they supported me a lot. And once again, they sent me to parliament. And I thought with myself that if I will be in parliament, if even I was one person, it will be better that if I saw that those enemies that they are in the parliaments now, unfortunately, with the mask of democracy, I should expose them. I should not have never compromised with them. And if I saw that they want to rebuilding some laws against freedom, against democracy, against women rights and human rights in our country, I should expose them and I should continue to my struggle there.
I want to ask you to say more about the warlords who you call the enemies of the people. What is the basis for the power of the warlords in your country today?
I think the main reason is this, that the U.S. and U.S. allies, they made powerful the enemies of our country with the mask of democracy. They, because these warlords, they are those people that they did their test from 1992 to 1996. And I think that these countries that they support, these warlords, they have their own strategic goals. But they should think about today, the innocent people of Afghanistan, they become tired from the fighting because of poverty and also because of tiredness of the bad situation of country. It's about 25 years old that there were war in our country, and when we want to have bright future in our country.
In the government today, in the parliament today, how powerful are the warlords?
In this situation that now our people, they are living in the shadow of gun, how we should be hopeful that we should have democratic election? Of course, because some warlords, they were in power, and local warlords, and in the past, they did lots of crimes under the name of Islam against our innocent people, and now they want to do to their crimes, to continue to their crimes under the name of democracy. And they found way by using cheating, foreign supports and power that they had, and also millions of dollars. They found way in this important national house of people, means parliament. And now really our people, they are worried about their future. And I think that some other democratic delegates that they found way in the parliament also, this is the good points, and they have big responsibility on behalf of people. This those delegates that they do not have bloody hand in the history of Afghanistan, they should be very careful, and they should work very hard, and they should take care that those warlords that now they have mask of democracy, and now they are in the parliaments, and they should take care that they do not let them to build some laws that will be against the future of Afghanistan, against peace, democracy, women rights, human rights, and freedom of our country. They should be united, even they are less, but they should be the voice of the suffering of people of Afghanistan, and it will be good for the benefit of Afghanistan. there is no press release, there is no kind of liberation in Afghanistan. For example, I want to tell you why. I want to have on behalf of the people of Farah, they are in parliament to have speech, to talk, but they do not let me. When I start to talk about drug mafia and also about planting opiums and also about these criminals, they do not let me to have a speech there. I think this is not democracy, and this is not. It shows that these people, that the now majority of them, that now they are in parliaments, and also some of them they are in cabinets. They are those people that they do not believe in democracy, and they are against women rights. And they trust me to that also. Day by day, I received more. Even here in Canada, in America, I received trust to that from these warlords.
Now I'm going to ask you about the role of the United States and Canada and the other countries that are part of the occupying forces. First, we hear a lot about the reconstruction teams that are supposedly rebuilding your country. Can you comment on what the reconstruction teams are doing?
If you want to know only about this, the activities of this, for example, PRT in Farah, I want to tell you, for example, in Farah, these working that they are doing, it's very less, because people, they need more and more. And if they, these people, they, for example, their reconstructions, some something for example, some schools, some health facilities, clinics, and like this for innocent people. I think tell these warlords they are in power, they should destroy once again. At one hand, they should help our people, but in another hand, they should force the those countries that they support warlords that stop this kind of policy, do not support these kind of warlords, and also they should make the disarmed warlords and local warlords in Afghanistan. And now I want to tell it looks like have symbolic role. This is not the real roles that they have.
Is there anything specific you can say to Canadians about the role of Canadian soldiers in your country?
Yeah, in this situation, our people, they need to help of every kind of foreign community, especially to help of those people that they want to, they have humanitarian feelings, humanity feelings, and they really want to bring security and democracy and peace in our country and women rights in our country. We really, our people really need to their help. But in another hand, our people, they have, on behalf of them, I want to tell this message that they're really worried about the future of their country. As I told you before, that because of this kind of policy that now U.S. and U.S. allies have, they should force, for example, Canadian forces and some other forces, they should force U.S. and U.S. allies that they should change this kind of policy because of the future of Afghanistan, and they should think about the suffering life of our people, that how much in this situation they need to help, and they hate from warlords and local warlords, from every kind of them.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you want to say to our listeners in Toronto and other parts of Canada?
But at the end, I want to tell you, we really need to your help, and please do not forget suffering people of Afghanistan. Thank you.